Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
This season of the Build Your Brand podcast is supported by FreshBooks, the cloud-based accounting software that makes running your small firm easy, fast, and secure. And Gusto, easy online payroll, benefits, and HR built for modern small businesses like ours. What would happen if you gave three of your best clients free rein in your firm? They'd have access to everything. They could take photographs, shoot videos, even write anything they wanted about your firm and their experience. What would they say? How would they leverage their experience working and essentially living with you into something bigger than themselves and bigger than you? Now, I know there's a good possibility that thought may have caused your heart to stop for a minute. But remember, your brand is what other people say about you when you aren't in the room. So what's the story that other people are telling about you?
What happens is when someone tells a story, specifically a story of transformation, we're connected heart to heart. And those stories, because of its inherent structure, are easily repeated and passed along. It's not very often you can think of, oh, the last presentation I can practically repeat and stays intact. It just doesn't happen. But it does happen with story. So we need to use this as a tool to make sure that our stories are passed on and people have a way to spread our ideas through story.
I'm Jeff Eccles, and you're listening to Episode 5 of the Build Your Brand podcast. If you missed any of the earlier episodes, you can go back and listen to all the episodes in order. Build Your Brand is the podcast miniseries where I explore how the best brands in the world think differently and act differently on their way to becoming the best, and what you can learn from them, because no matter the size, the journey is the same. Now, I recognize that when I start talking about storytelling, there are a lot of business leaders that tune me out. It sounds pretty woo-woo. I get it. Even the clip that you heard just a minute ago from Nancy Duarte may be a little bit too far out there for you. Well, maybe I can add a little real-life context for you. Let's try this. Imagine that a prospective client walked through your office today. They went desk by desk, office by office, and asked everyone the same question. Why should I choose you to be my architect? How many people do you have in your office? 2 people? 10? 30 people? Can you see where this is going? You know that if your prospective client asks 10 people in your office, why should I choose you? They're going to get 12 different answers, and 9.5 of those answers would make you cringe. What's worse, whether it's that scenario or an interview scenario, the client or the selection committee isn't going to make a decision right then and there. They have other firms to talk to. They have other things to consider. They have to go off and deliberate before they can make a decision, and you don't get to be there in the room while they're deliberating. Now, why did they get 12 different answers? It's because you haven't given your employees a clear and compelling story to tell. Why didn't you win the project? It's because you didn't give your client a compelling story about why they should choose you to have in their head when they walked into the deliberation room. Is storytelling still too woo-woo? Let's take it another step further. When Jeff Bezos said your brand is what other people say about you when you aren't in the room, he affirmed the fact that whether you like it or not, whether you control it or not, whether you write it or not, someone is out there telling a story about you, telling your story for you. The question is, who's telling your story and what story are they telling? Remember the idea of ego versus empathy? I introduced it in episode 2 if you need to go back for a refresher. When we tell a story from an ego point of view, it flies in direct conflict with our client's brain. When we talk about our expertise and all the experience we have and the number of projects we've done, our clients are not likely to remember or retell that story. But when we tell a story from an empathy point of view, it aligns with our client's brain. When it's about them, they'll remember and be happy to retell that story. On Southwest Airlines, bags fly free. That means that you can check 2 bags at no cost. I know from experience that checking 2 bags on other airlines will cost you an additional $50 or more per flight. As Southwest Airlines continued to grow and face more and more competition, and as the world economy limped along after the Great Recession, they faced pressure to charge fees in order to stay profitable. Let's bring Barry Chandler, co-founder of StoryForge, back from episode 4 to explain the Southwest bag dilemma.
When Southwest were deciding whether they should charge for baggage or not, they looked to their purpose. Does this help us fulfill our purpose, connect people to what's important in their lives through friendly, low-cost, reliable air travel? And they did the math. They figured out that they could make $600 million a year by charging for luggage, but they would lose $1.2 billion a year in lost custom and lost loyalty because of doing that. And they figured if we charge for luggage, what's going to happen? People are going to put as much as they possibly can into their hand luggage. It's going to make boarding a plane longer, more tedious as people try and stuff everything into the overhead compartments. And they realized that wouldn't be a friendly experience. It wouldn't be a Southwest experience. So Southwest stands for something. They stand for something greater than profit, and it defines everything that they do. It informs every initiative.
In the end, Southwest's commitment to the purpose of giving people the freedom to fly and, as part of that purpose, not charging additional fees, won the airline enough customer loyalty and additional customers that they were able to continue to expand and remain profitable. Bags Fly Free became part of what was known as the Transferency Program. The Behind Every Seat is a Story campaign that Dawn Porta told us about in Episode 3 was also part of Transferency. For the Every Seat campaign, Southwest built a website that allowed you to go seat by seat to all 175 seats on a Boeing 737 and click on real pictures of real passengers. Picking a passenger revealed their story. Everything from a flight to bring an adopted newborn baby home, to getting an elderly grandmother out of her nursing home for a tropical vacation, to Rin, a little girl who had a lung transplant as a baby and has to fly frequently to the St. Louis Children's Hospital for treatment. That's storytelling with empathy. But at the beginning of this episode, I asked you to imagine turning 3 clients loose in your firm. That would be next level empathy, because those stories would come directly from those clients' brains. Creating an amazing, internationally recognized brand like Nike, Apple, or Southwest Airlines takes a lot of hard work and even more time. And as a small business owner, you know how hard it can be to find the time to grow your business and your brand. Well, that's why you'll be excited to hear about FreshBooks. It's accounting software designed for growing firms just like yours. FreshBooks is packed with tools that help automate things like invoicing and online payments so that you get paid fast. In fact, FreshBooks saves the average user 200 hours every year on administrative tasks like expensing and reporting. That's 200 more hours you can spend on defining your purpose, building a culture, or staying relevant for your clients. Join 24 million people who've used FreshBooks. Try it free for 30 days. No catch and no credit card required. Go to freshbooks.com/buildyourbrand and enter Build Your Brand in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success.
And gusto. Everyone loves payday, but loving a payroll provider? That's a little weird. Still, small businesses across the country love running payroll with Gusto. Gusto automatically files and pays your taxes. It's super easy to use, and you can add benefits and management tools to help take care of your team and keep your business safe. It's loyal. It's modern. You might fall in love yourself. Listeners of the Build Your Brand podcast get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and test it out at gusto.com/BYB. That's gusto.com/BYB. In 2018, Southwest Airlines launched their Southwest Storytellers campaign. I'll let our correspondent, Dawn Porta, explain. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Jeff.
So, right on the heels of the Behind Every Seat is a Story campaign, Southwest rolled out the Storytellers campaign.
Right.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's next level, customer-focused storytelling, that's for sure. Southwest went from literally telling customer stories to letting customers tell the Southwest Airlines story.
How'd they do it?
You can imagine that there were a lot of applicants, but Southwest narrowed the list down to 11 influencers who were chosen to spend the year all over Southwest Airlines, on flights, in training and maintenance areas, at the headquarters, and at events all over the country. They told stories of where they went, what they saw, and what they experienced, all the while highlighting how Southwest Airlines gave them and fellow customers the freedom to fly and helped them stay connected to what mattered most to them. They were a diverse group too. so just about any Southwest customer could find someone like themselves to identify with. They were from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. They were young adults to retirees. There was a barefoot water skier, an aspiring country music artist, and a mommy blogger.
On one level, that seems like a pretty risky proposition.
I'm sure there were some sleepless nights amongst Southwest execs, but it was successful enough that they continued it for a second season.
I guess the risk paid off. Thanks, Dawn.
You're welcome, Jeff.
That's correspondent Dawn Porta, who you'll hear from time to time on the Build Your Brand podcast.
Think about your favorite story. It may be from a movie, or a book, or something you've heard your grandmother tell. It doesn't matter who tells it or what medium is used to tell it, all great stories follow a similar, simple structure. And that structure starts with the main character. Let's call them the hero. So whether the hero is Luke Skywalker, or Tommy Boy, or Katniss, you have a hero, and that hero has a problem they're trying to solve, or a heroic task they're trying to complete, just like your clients do. There's also a second character. Let's call them the guide. They may be a mentor or a sidekick, but when it comes right down to it, that character is there to help guide the hero on their journey, help them over the obstacles, and support them when the going gets tough, just like you do for your clients. There's a reason every great story you know is structured like this. We've figured out that our brains are hardwired to understand and remember this structure. And the most important thing for you to understand about this whole story structure is the relationship between the hero and the guide. If you want to tell a story that resonates with your clients and one that they will remember, remember this. You don't get to be the hero of your own story. Your client is the hero. You are the guide. Whether Southwest Airlines is telling the individual stories of 175 passengers or letting their customers tell the stories themselves, they are positioning their customer as the hero and the airline as the guide. Couldn't an architect do the same thing? Couldn't every project description on your website be a story about a client and how the thing you designed for them helped them triumph over some villain that they faced? Rather than your own origin story, couldn't your About Us page on your website include the story of a hero, your ideal client, and their doubts and struggles and your journey together as you guided them towards their version of success? Remember, your client's self-centered brain is asking, "What's in it for me?" Inviting them into a story that sounds a lot like their own situation will answer that question, hold their attention, and help them remember why they should choose you. Before I wrap up this episode, I have to say thank you to our sponsors. Without their support, the Build Your Brand podcast wouldn't be possible. Join me in the next episode of the Build Your Brand podcast as I try to understand what an ideal client is. Have you ever named your ideal client? Southwest Airlines certainly has, so we'll dig into what that person is and what they mean to everyone in the Southwest Airlines organization.
Small Firm Entrepreneur Architects. Get ready to build a better business with the Entree Architect podcast, where business meets architecture. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, the host of Entree Architect podcast. Join me every week for inspiring interviews with passionate people that share proven strategies to help you build a better business.
If you think there is a problem, one, you can't make a move until you have a plan in place. The accountability chart really helps plan, okay, for the business 6 to 12 months out, this is what we need.
We cover it all, from financial management to marketing, sales, productivity, and beyond.
there's two sides of it, right? So there's the one when you don't have any work. So you're like, well, I'm either going to charge enough to be profitable or I'm going to go out of business. Or you have so much work and you have backlog and you don't need any more work. So you charge way more.
I'd also say lagging measures, one of the best, like the best. So for any client, for any professional service company, if you're going to take one thing away from what we're talking about today, is to look at a number called the labor efficiency ratio.
Entree Architect is not just a podcast. It's your secret weapon for success. With over 500 episodes, it's one of the longest running architecture podcasts in the world. You're sure to find the information you need to elevate your business. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now and join the community of small firm entrepreneur architects building better businesses.